I adore the moment your mind fades away, leaving behind just the impulses of your body. And that often happens as we drop, but we can help it happen more often. Train those channels along which you are going to build new anchors and triggers. A simple diagnostic run on yourself. A rep through the system which passes by enough pleasure that it tempts you back. The pleasure principle that we are hedonistically motivated often helps us here. You're looking to feel good, and to have ways in the near future where you can feel good like you should as a result of surrendering to certain rendered suggestions in the deeper reaches of your ten. Tense up the outlying country of your body. Don't touch yet. You can touch when you need to. Once we're past the initial flow, but if you need to right now, then resist that heated, magnetized need, unless it's something you're trained for. A way to exceed the bounds of the normal drop and drop deeper through the floor, deeper and deeper down. That would be okay. Couldn't we tune that up? Couldn't we let that run without interruption? Doesn't your libido need to vent itself? Studly thoughts filling the brain, filling the box up to the brim. You're so hot. Think of yourself as so hot that confidence tends to make us hard or wet or wide open to forget what you don't need and focus on the programs you run in your private comfort spaces, the way you get engaged in masturbation. In overt stimulation, same as I do. There's a certain point where you should surrender to that hot place down below that sends so many signals to the nerve-ending spiderwebbing inside of you. And a clear signal, well, being aroused, tends to make us more comfortable and tolerant of our situation. That's why getting hot and heavy and slick and sweaty isn't as bothersome if you're deep in the want. And I am so often deep in the want, so you can listen to me on that. Deep in the want and experiencing a craving for a little more arousal. Well, anytime you get warm, that arousal might warm its way in. Listen and explore what your body does when that toolkit within is opened up, the one I've contributed a few to. 1 or 2 or 3% anyway, drip. These programs, Night Night Pet, in their private lift of your cognition, send you deeper and deeper down into that heated reservoir, that deep part of what you are that has only a voice in the internal committee through arousal rather than words. It's one I stole from Terry Pratchett, but it's always invaded these inductions, especially when the conditioning is one I have myself, and let me tell you, as a gamer, when the room gets hot, this one goes off. And I do. My throb might be different than yours, but we'll throb together. What if we run these systems in their private comfort places, but run them to the fullest? Test your libido and its ability to raise your toleration, your comfort and rapport, your docility and pliability. Aren't you more likely to beg for more if you're well gone toward the point of no return? Or to cast aside anything as sultry and tawdry as orgasm, though I want one right now. Wanting one is a much more hypnotizable state than having had one for me. Are you the opposite? When you reach climactic release, do you go over the edge, or are you one of those who doesn't reach that state and touches other places, or more down there, has to watch for other ways to get over-pleasured, to make your days more full of heat, wanton heat, the dripping kind that seeps into your cock and stands it firm? Think about your form, the nervous system, the spider-webbing pleasure of stroking one more heated want. And if that want is loaded with the literal heat of you sweated, of you gone, when I want you hard to become hard, why not build that triggered, anchored, connected thought you're hot? When you're hot and sweaty, what you're gonna get if you're using your cock no matter what way? God, I'm wet. You might as well have hardness that comes when the heat does. my presence comes like the heat does, suggesting heat in every single induction down in the drop, encourages you to let molten hot drops flow, and then spurts if you're someone who can still drop and follow post-orgasmically. Does your plateau drag you away from me? Or is coming the very thing that's coming on, because this is auto-hypnotic. No use hiding or telling me anything in particular but how you're gonna be. I give a tool to your mind, and you may find it uses it in ways that I don't predict. But one hot day, and you're sticky, hot, heavy, horny, hard, as long as you're in privacy, safety, like here with me. Hypnosis is a great place to train that connection, that hot, hard interdiction in your brain, where one trips the other, and you remain hard while you're hot and hot while you're hard, mentally or physically. You can do this with me as a tool of imagining. When you lay still, you can sometimes play a little game. Close your eyes and move your equilibrium like you're being gently rocked to and fro. And without a frame of reference, you might not know that some people really get that rocked feeling. Simulating heat or feeling heat when you're not really hot is common enough. Just take good care not to ever really overheat. That's why you do it in the safe, comfortable place where you have control of the environment. That's why the auto-hypnotic tool becomes a training tool. Though in the wild, if it's warm and you're gonna fuck someone there anyway, shouldn't you be rock hard because you're hot and hard? Because a little signal in your brain goes click, and your cock, your standing rigid dick, pulls your balls up. The head swells, hot stuff. Heat turning you on, heat pushing you on. Options are available. In the cool air, you might be limp, loose, and blank. It's not really true that cold necessarily makes it small. It just doesn't make us that horny. But if you could focus well, then all you'd see is one state where you switch on for me, and one where maybe your own interests are better served through the kind of focus you deserve to have if you're putting in all that effort to scratch all those wanton itches, to stroke away the obstruction, the distraction, to play well and at length. Get it? I'm in a hot place, so I'm throbbing. Rapport with me and mirroring your hypnotist are often one of the ways that people absorb new ways to play. Your deeper trance sticks with you, and when a hot private place in the day occurs, being rock hard in your pants or in your hand reminds you of your purpose. So I'm gonna build a framework for that heat connection where a certain part of you just melts and parts of you know what they're for. And the mirror of that is easy too. The rapport creates an understanding. I'm rubbing while I'm talking to you, lost for my own version of the same suggestion, copying it over where instead of soaked and dripping, it might create a firm erection. Useful for studying viral purposes. Useful for sinking mindless pursuit of more. That's what you're hot and hard for. Hot and hard for the mindless pursuit of more. Unstoppable. Imploring your body to top up the arousal and keep you hard as can be while you listen to me rubbing my mind out. Feeling my body throb in rapport. In mirrored time. Sublime understanding that you and I are on the same track. You're hard. I'm soaked. In sympathy, you throb when I want you hard. Get hard by getting hot, the heat in your cock. Feel it get sticky and hot in your hand. Submitting demands to a reservoir of isn't it hot? When you're so turned on, you're just your cock. Your hand affixed as all options are available. Every pleasure thing you might do to yourself rising in the memory, the fantasy. Reverie, a throbbing response that you lay there while I present you with delight and heat. If you have a back part of your mind that's been left out of getting enough pleasure, that has not been edged, has not had time to unlock that box of lustful thought and let sleepy, trancy, drifty brain turn to oversensitized skin, as your hand remains stroking as it's sinking in, all thoughts can wash away in a deluge of lust, if a hot day is enough to remind you when you get to safety and comfort, to get so hard hot gone, so heated, the throng of radiant heat from between your legs and between your ears uniting with your fingertips, finding places you feel good, like I would grind into them, dear, to provoke your dripping tip. Entire body pulse and submit in the wake of words to follow. Want to learn what I guide you toward? Imagine heat and link it up inside your brain. Heat goes cockward. Heat is redirected, cooling off the computer of your mind by heating up something else that will tolerate that heat just fine. Special structures in your balls keep them nice and temperature controlled. And that big erection, the muscles get more relaxed, the tube more opened. The length of it, perfectly positioned, pronounced in its curve as the heat provokes you. To rub, turbulate, disturb all that long, complacent, thickened need to come. Or need to hover on the edge, hun, edged out of your brain. Peaceful desire for a place inside, hypnotically, peacefully laid out by me, heated, and prepared for you, stepping into the smolder. Into the swelter, fetishizing that heat, melting some aphrodisiac in a deep reserve of the aforementioned, stored away lust and libido coming out to play. Even when you step into literal heat, you might be groaning for it, but you wait till you can meet my words or your safe hypnotic space. Step in, the heat image is still in your head. You can imagine how it would feel, running wild and muggy in your body, the only coherent thought that what's between your legs, caught in your hand or ground or humped, out of your mind, out of hand as you're doing this to yourself. Every other part of you can feel good, taking a hypnotic tool off the shelf and applying it like I knew you would. Step into the heated platform as sun beats down, headed for a nicer, cooler place later, but for now, the only thought is the subordinated mind that used to exist under a big, heavy cock, insisting on those secret commands of taking it well in hand in private comfort and squeezing out a rubbing, drowsy down. Obedient follow, sink now. And the longer you listen, the better you feel. Less of your mind in the way. Reveal how good it feels to get in the way of the pleasure reaction. To save it up. You're in the heat, but you don't know how long you'll been there. How long you'll be there. How long you're in there while you're in trance as well. Might mean you want to wait on overwhelming, overbuilding, overcoming. Till you see all you can see. Deep for me. And when you store the heat up, your cooled-off brain may be more able to focus on stuff that isn't so hot because you just caught yourself venting the long-stored-up, pent-up arousal, the background provocation, pulling it to the forefront because that's what I do. I pull the sexual out of you and right to the surface because I do it to me. Simple radiation. It's all heat is. It's all your brain is. An emanation in a momentary waveform. You go to sleepity deep, or you get too horny and gone. No thoughts are really forming in there, just instinct carrying you. On and on is tension in your belly, rigidness between your legs, on your shaft, bobbing upward, taken well in hand as it slaps against your belly with lustful vigor. Vigor spreading down your legs, think of how heat alone emanate. Relax. When you're comfortable, you're also more likely to become aroused, which can comfort you in turn. Curl your toes, arch your back, feel the weight of what you're doing, which is obeying. Heat. Eschewing all other thought in favor of heat. Letting the heat beat down on you. The box containing lustful thoughts wide open and in view. Seeing that spiraling purple down, the thoughts I've added, oh yes. Whenever you open your box of fantasies, the perfect test of whether you're paying attention to me is for me to put a few of mine in, tease them out, hips against your back, moving left, right, your hand moving on and off, but your imagining moving in and out. A wet, hot reception drifts into your head, wraps around your mind, and encourages you to follow where you're easily led when you're so hot, hot stuff. Heat from within. And when you're out in that heat, because you're skin to skin and feeling the sweated, slickened magnetism, that's a special version of this suggestion. Your heated opening sends pulsing waves of tensing intensity. They tension you like an instrument, preparing to be instrumental in your sinking under the bathing heat that rubs above your belly, down over your cock, like my hands from behind, helping you throb. You're in the perfect place to test your lust in heat, because you're already tranced, already deep, or at least in a safe place. Shade nearby, the easy feat of leaving your mesmerized state and going to take care of yourself if you need to, wrap under the covers, or snuggle a hypnotic companion close, someone who's dropping with you, or just me imagining curve of my thigh over yours, humping away, both our eyes closing as we play in the heat, drain away thought and leave only sense, the insensate sense that your body is tensed and ready. Going somewhere private to take care of it eventually will happen. Why not be hot when you get caught, needing to slide your hand along your length? Privacy and safety awakens how vigorous you can be for me, hard enough to slap up against your belly. Compliant or obedient or just wanting to thrust into that warm, intense want. The moment my voice spreads over your brain helps restrain the thoughts that were there before. Heat spreads through your body afterward, helps you plead for more, existing for the pleasure of these kind of moments. Get to feel them. The heat on your body make the heat inside as if you were rutting. In heat, the wanton hump, the thrust, even if you're not letting it all out yet. Lustful chain reaction in your mind help you remember, or help you forget and get aroused by surprise in the first place. Something more. Imagine a system in heat might slow down, your mind's like that, then cooling it down later. But strategically slowing your mind is a good trick. Strategically slowing your mind through heat and feeling want. Hot to feel sexy, hot to feel horny. When it gets too hot for dripping hardness between your legs, just get a little cooler. But that means as you cool off, you pass through all the stages of molten want. Step somewhere cool, air-conditioned, find your thoughts flow more easily, but before they get there, they pass through this hot place with me. I'm always here. A place you feel calm, whatever the cause, calm and deep, your system cooled, running at greater efficiency, processing away the unnecessary for me. It's just heat and the rut of whatever your body can feel, less sweated when you cool down, but cooling down reveals that you want to be hot. Again, horny, aroused, twined in me, my hands begin to help as pulse after pulse of hard, needy, sweated thoughts ring your brain and test your system. You're so hot, and that's what it's got you. Hot because if you step into a cool space, a safe place, you can cool back down, passing through the stages of arousal or going right to focus. If you need to do something in the weary world outside, you can shed the heat, the arousal. You're doing it to yourself. Auto-hypnotic and helpful, but you know that you might melt if you keep pouring out all that pleasure till you gasp and it slips out of your grasp, pulsing and bouncing in its want. Recaptured by me, private and safe, the heat of my touch, and the other hand cool, cooling your extremities and heating your cock to the bare edge of almost there. Almost where? Never mind, you're in heat. You don't have time to think things like that. Unwind and unbind your mind into heat, backing your thoughts into how it feels with fewer inhibitions. The cold mechanistic ache to restore rational thinking, putting the heat and your heat away in a box, your rut, your firmness. Don't you want your cock that hard and hot? So test that system in the heated test mode where you go from being hot outside to hot in. Anywhere, move from heat to cool, feel your arousal fade and your mind become more rationally disposed. But do you remember more? A fantasy, desire for me of how it feels to have me intensifying what you should be, which is hot, hard and gone. Your brain only an empty space where the arousal goes up your body, spine, into brain, bounce around inside your head, trickling retorts around your system saying it's hot and you're being led into a deeper kind of heat. The rut encoded in your libido and allowed to let go. Oh, finally. Here with me, it feels so good to drip and ache, and the pleasure of heat makes you hot. Coolness slakes your hunger and puts away the lust for later. Rational mind, when you're air-conditioned and when you're private and with me and hot, you're mine. Arousal roams out through you, fills you to the tips of your toes, fingers. Hard, throbbing, rock-hard cock, deep inside, you know. More and more feel to it. More and more feel inside. Your head, your body, inescapable. Want it when you go from heat to the cool, you get to feel it then. When you go from heat to a chill place, you get to feel your brain heating up, awakening every fantasy, each lust for me, urge and ache under. Try to keep hidden the bottled up heated desire, and when you're in privacy, you get to let it out. So won't you make more time for letting it out with little old me? Sublime pleasure of every ache going to getting it satisfied. The heat, be it outside or inside, long as you're safe and you want it bad, you get to want it good. All the heat you've had built in your hard dripping head, waiting for when you're no longer cool and calm and collected. You'll still be pulsing when you're cool and calm and collected. All the private things that ring in the pleasure of cool and calm and collected in privacy and safety, each touch, good for you. And it can awaken heat in you, what you do when you go from heat to chill, from the ache, the cold, distilling your mind, rock hard, icy hard inside your head. And soft and limp and easily led elsewhere, that's up to you. Maybe cool makes you hard too, but different. The hot, sweaty, close clutch of the intimate desire of temperature and temperate becoming. That need when you perspire to find mechanistic automatic rut. You'll go somewhere safe and private and rut in me if you can, and if not me, then you can be the judge of what's a suitable substitute. Feel the drip, the hard wanton slip between your legs. You go to the place and touch yourself, feel it in the heat. Private hypnotic space, doubling intense sensations, your cock warmly stroked. Sensations that can't be beat with a hypnotic edge of where are you in pleasure? Where are you in heat? Where are you safe and comfortable? Where are you between your legs, letting your hand meet the base and rub your balls? Or rub the head and feel it all through your body and your other head as well. Rub and touch. Feel in your brain. Pulse-powered touch is a delightful refrain echoing from the heat to the chill, from the head to the head, top to the cock, and the urge only gets more. Think it damps down the flame, but cooling you just means all the lust is put away in a box, waiting for you to walk right into that wave of heat where your back arches, that unpredictable warm place. Perfectly fine. But that cock of yours might be like this pussy of mine and end up dripping cool. Mind functions better and better, setting aside the prior you. Before you got cool, or you got hot, before your brain got emptied, or you caught yourself going toward empty and decided to focus for you, or to listen to me. Cool, and your mind functions better and better, more and more. Lustful, aroused fantasies are still there, but the door is yours to open. Then when you're in private and you want to cut loose, lose yourself to simple heated desires instead. Masturbation, the thawing of the aphrodisiac inside your head. So it becomes liquid and enters your body. Sweated from the heat, chilled into your mind. All there is, the throb, the drip, the warm wet behind your eyes, in your body. Heat awakens it. That want is inside of you, primed by outside circumstance. Absorb my words, plug into my dial, fantasize about what you fit to me, about what overtakes you, the two of us connected inside your body. All the time you've hidden away your primal lust, that aching rut. Let it out and the heat awakens it. Let it out and the heat overtakes you. opens the box of all your fantasies, all the times you were dropping for me and didn't have the time or opportunity to vent the urge and scratch the itch, every ache, every thirst you didn't slake. All those hidden intonations, little tricks put inside my words, echoing in your muzzled mind, you heard them. Cool places in privacy and safety also let you focus, achieve that highest state, which is flow. And down and out your mind may go, tensing, letting this fill your brain, and push thoughts out and down the body, down the drain where they drain away. You'll still be pulsing while they drain away, you get hot again, your hands may play, or grind your body out, grind the pleasure in till the moan is all that you're for. Hands between your legs, the rut and more are available to you. It becomes a mechanistic, automatic need. You go somewhere safe, step into the cold, succeed in going somewhere private when you're able. Till then you build the heat. Till then it builds inside, makes you suggestible, labile. The hidden submission within the marble, the momentary acceptance of my suggestions. Rapport between us just means that you give them due consideration, and if you're working your erection, there are other parts of me you should give consideration to. Deep entranced and sleepy doesn't mean you're not humping, seepingly deep, deep down. Feel it more than before, and sensation increases when you rut, when you touch. Feel it in your brain, in the pulse, powerful, hot, throbbing with bathed, beating, banked need. That's what happens when you exceed your limiters through accepting the heat over the chill. Time to have your fill, and then you can chill again, focus again. Maybe this is great for getting excess horny out of your brain. Once the lust is done riding over your pleasured mind, leaving it behind sweated, orgasmic, or tenterhook edged, the spirals and completion come one and the other together. And the only thing edging that heat out of your brain and returning you is the end of your fun time, or the edge of that cool I keep mentioning weaving in. Eyes roll back, body tossed, heat, and all the thoughts you thought were lost in the depths of trance about horny momentary dalliances with my words or our fantasies. So easy to see and hard to think, cool off, and your body mechanistically, automatically works you toward completion for me from the moment you go into that heat and then cool. Your mind functioning better and better, more and more lustful, aroused, needy. Be proud that your body can desire it so openly and know that heat is the trigger for the ache and the throb. Cooling down might help you focus, but you'll still eventually have to take care of the ache and the throb. That impulse, that must pleasure stimulation, that simple vindication that you deserve this. Sweated, serving this between your legs, hot as you are. Sticky streamers of pre-fluid, maybe drooling out to glue your hand, or stick to your belly, like I was saying. So there's a little connection between your cock tip and your body's ache. Deeper and outside of the cock, other thoughts drool out of the way, in fact. Return to normal when you're done your play, but until then, there's the heat. The coolings for later might help you focus, but now the twitching afterglow is what will provoke it. You cool down. When you're done getting yourself fired up, heated up, filling your head and touching, in a way irresistibly sensitive at first, and then the urge. And then it gets better and better, worse and worse for conscious decisions when you are working out something unconsciously needed, a craved success. Remember my voice, the movement of my hips, my hands giving you that choice between heat or cool. I can heat you up, and then the heat will be self-starting, the pilot light aflame. Air conditioning might take your lust away, but there's still memory. You still have all the eager resources of a busy, fetishistic brain. The throb becomes so much more automatic when you're cool and easy and know you're in control. Because when you're actively scratching the itch, you don't know it's there. But now it rolls over you. I must do this, your brain will say. When you get somewhere warm and safe, you may find you need to play. The heat of being near another body awakening signals that you may obey. The box is there, the key is yours. You turn it, and that insistent triggered desire, that awakened thing I have now implanted in your brain, a seed ready to spring, a tool for your delight, helps you need it, hold on tight to that heat. And if you're not heated, then good. You're cool and aware of the need to eventually submit to heat. I know I do.